This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me sing? Let me sing. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me down, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Do you see they play this in Stagecoach?
Yes, and your boy Zach Bryan was loving it.
Yeah. Sounds like a listener to the show. Hopefully yeah. Hopefully, get me free tickets.
The crowd loved it. The crowd loved it.
Yeah.
It's Stagecoach.
He can't hit that. Do you think he still hit those notes?
Yeah, that video wasn't the best thing. When I saw him, he was hitting the notes. So, yeah, I think he can still hit
And when
notes.
It comes on with us, I mean, he's walking into a big show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, not amateur hour like Stagecoach is.
No.
This is real.
Can you just the experience that we will be able to say that we sung that song with him, it's a big moment. That's a big moment.
Yeah.
That video is going to do numbers. Let me tell you.
I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
I'm going to need the payoff.
Yes.
After doing this for an entire year.
Yes. I also need the payoff. I also need the payoff.
Yes.
Trust me. I know. Now, it's not the Twitter question. This will be the Twitter comment brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. I'm going to ask for permission from Mark's Jewelers to do this. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you this Mother's Day with a special gift with your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. So the comment comes from a regular Twitter friend here, Ryan Spader. And Ryan says that Jack, during the top 5 of 5, when he was talking about the Laurel thing, said, it's an optical illusion, but you hear it with your ears.
Yeah, optical illusion for your ears, yep.
That is not an optical illusion. That
well
is an
aware.
Auditory illusion.
Didn't know how else to express it.
Really?
Yeah. So that one slipped out.
Yeah.
So it happened.
Optical illusion for your ears.
Well, that did not make sense when I said it. That's why you guys just went right past it.
Yeah, I didn't hear it. I didn't notice it. So,
really?
Yeah.
No, I said it. I was like, that sounds dumb.
Yeah.
But they didn't say anything.
No, so it was dumb.
Like, we just let it roll.
Seems like you guys picked it up.
It was definitely dumb.
Yeah, unlike you pick up everything.
Yes.
Again, I don't know. I don't really know what you're talking about when you say something like that.
Stop all the circus and pomp and stances around
there
you.
There it is.
That'd be very rude, Taylor.
All right, Jack. Jack gets hit with one. All of a sudden, it's an assault.
All of a sudden, he's unloading a clip.
Yep. Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP.
My man,
Yosh.
Hi, Jackie, baby. What's poppin'?
Oh, listen, this is a good phone right here.
Hey, man, what's the thing? I said I got to come in smooth. Like, OG, hey, everybody's saying it. I'm not saying what he said. I had to land the plane smoothly. You know what I'm saying?
But, yes, sir.
Now, Spike, Chuck, I love you. Ike, I love you. But Spike would be correct. 100 coordinated men would be the gorilla, but 20 to 25 of them going to die.
Yeah. Yeah.
For real, 20 to 25 of them going to die. What's the name? If they overwhelm him in a coordinated way, what's the name? Regular guys, too, us. You got to get his limb.
Well, you're not a regular guy. What are you talking about? Can you tell me 100 spikes can go in there and win a
beauty
gorilla?
No shot.
Well, let me see. 99 spikes with 1 minute. We can do it. We can get it done.
Let me tell you, 100 spikes have a better chance than 100 Fritzes.
I disagree.
I don't disagree.
Well, he's
at
been
all.
In more fights than you.
That doesn't matter. That's because no one wanted to fight me. Bigger than people.
Them 100, 200 push-ups going to get you ready, and you know how to take a punch, so you good to go. You good
all
to
right,
go.
Thank you.
You know how to take a punch.
Yep. Shout out to Henny Boyle.
Man, hey, man, I got to ride with Ike, though. I'm content in the offseason, man. What's saying? I ain't mad at it at
yeah,
all,
nothing. Yep, no, everything's fine.
I'm in this offseason as a Super Bowl champion as of February 9th, 2024. So why wouldn't I be content in the offseason? I mean, we ain't hit no home runs in the offseason, but I feel like we got on base, and when the season starts, we just got to drive the runs home. You like that little baseball thing right there, Jack? You like that?
Yeah,
right,
that's good
baby?
Stuff. Yeah, man.
Hey, I did all right. I'm waiting on my book, baby. I'm waiting on my book.
He did order the book. Ringthebellbook.com, by the way.
Ring the bell book. The next 5 orders, free shipping.
Yoshi will sign the next 5 orders.
Yep.
Oh, I'm coming down there listening. I'm getting a picture with the man and everything, a video and everything. I'm going to make it seem like it's a big thing. But I like the Ty Robinson pick, man. What's saying? That's a violent dude. Yeah, he got picked late, but the dudes we crying about, daggone Sweat and Milton and everybody else, they went late. Zach Bond, what's name, was nobody, but look at him. I like Makuba, what's name? He's small, but the dude hit. He a ball hawk, versatile. He fit the scheme. That Vic run, Jihad, first round, great. That's a guy they wanted. What's his name? He versatile. He fit the scheme. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look out for that undrafted free agent running back we got, too, daggone Montrell Johnson. That boy nice, Ike. I'm telling you.
I haven't seen the list
yeah,
of
undrafted guys. Yeah, I haven't seen the
undrafted
guys, yeah.
Man, I just looked at some of it today. I'm telling you, I was like, dang, he played at LSU, then he went to Florida. That
okay.
What's his name, man? Hey, he tiptoe in the hole. He followed that block just right. He went 4-4. He loved contact. He got good. I'm telling you, he was one of them dudes I liked in college. Watch out for him. Now
okay.
Let's get to the nitty gritty. Ike Reese in the beginning of the show, what's his name, when they asked him about a blonde, act like he didn't want to say a white woman's name. But once his white friends start reeling off names, he shredded. His memory shredded. Sandstone. Oh, my God. Sandstone. Oh, Charlie Theron. Oh, man. I remember when I saw this movie, and I was like, who else?
You should have heard him in the break. He kept going.
Well, I couldn't think anybody else with blonde hair.
That boy was good, man. I'm telling you, boy. It's all right. I like them in all shapes, sizes, and colors, bro. And nothing wrong with it. Now I'm going to give you my little list. I got a small list. I mean, I had
a list.
All right. Do a Mount Rushmore.
Hey, man, I feel like I could do a list because when Jack Fritz hit me up and say, what's the name? How long is your list? That meant you could say some names.
I was wondering how long his list of blondes was.
Okay.
It was a long
bunch of them. But I had to narrow it down and had to give some scenarios. Now, Jennifer Lawrence, she just seemed like a good time. Good vibe, good times. I mean,
okay.
She just seemed
All right.
She's a natural brunette anyway. Yeah, you know, I mean,
well, Val's a natural brunette. If you're blonde, you're blonde.
I think Jennifer Lawrence is more brunette than blonde.
She just seems like good time.
All right. Just say the names. Don't go too deep. Okay.
Hey, Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn with that blonde hair.
Big answer.
Yeah, not my style.
Crazy boy. Cook Grace's a Scott. I love that woman right there. Hey, my wife got a hair color like it right now, so we might do some role playing.
Oh, hey, man.
My wife know how I talk. Ike, what's saying? You already asked her how she deal with it. She said, what's saying? Hit the mouth with the salt.
Now I'm awake.
All right. Get to the next one.
Jessica Biel with the blonde hair, and I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry. When her and Adam Sandler came out of the rain, and she had the little panty set on, y'all seen that?
No.
I've seen it.
Hey, you better YouTube it right now. I'm telling you, boy.
Summer cash is better.
You've been eating cabbages, collard greens, cornbread, and some yams on the side, brother. I'm not lying to you. Now, look. A True Blonde in 1992, Anna Nicole Smith.
Yes.
I was so glad I had reached my point of maturation.
Yes.
Because a word that rhymes with it, we had a good time with that. How about that?
What was the name of the guy she was married to?
I don't know. Who? I just know her.
Anna Nicole Smith.
Oh, she was married to Howard something. Oh, you're talking about the old dude.
Howard Mudd.
Howard Mudd.
Yeah, I can't remember his
name. Not Howard Mudd.
Not Howard Mudd.
You're an idiot.
Talking about a fine woman, and y'all want to know the dude that was.
No, because she was married to a real old dude. I was just trying to remember. All right, who's next?
Some of our wives aren't as understanding as your wife is, as we keep fondling over the women.
One more.
Hey, what's that? One more. Well, I'm going to tell you right now. My go-to when I had nobody to go to was Jenna Jameson.
Okay.
Jenna Jameson. It was whacking that thing.
Yeah, you daggone right I was.
All right, all right, all right,
Let's
all
get
right.
To the text line.
Yoshi's gone. Text line. Did I tell my story, Jenna Jameson's story, on the air at some point?
I think you did.
I think I did. All right, not now. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't say it's not that good. Don't brought to you by Benari. There it is.
Yeah, that'd be very rude, Taylor.
Yep. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
This is why you gotta love Tell the Truth Tuesdays, because it forces people to take controversial stances they would never take on any other day. Like... Spike doesn't believe in the Eagles. Mark in Mudco.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you just got to be yourself.
And tell the truth.
Got to lean in. What's next?
There are even more stats out now that say that taking sacks is actually worse than a loss. Spike next year, upping the ante.
It's ante.
Ante.
Yeah, it's battle.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, I don't know what you saw, what stats you saw, whatever. Taking a sack is not worse than a turnover. I don't care what sack. I don't care what stat you saw.
I will explain it. What time tomorrow? I'll find it.
Oh, it's like your YouTube.
It's worse than a turnover.
I forgot the YouTube stuff too.
Possible that taking a sack is worse than a turnover?
I don't know. Safety should count as a turnover.
Safety should count as a turnover.
Yeah, 2-5.
What's next?
People keep blaming Dion or that Shador is arrogant, but my gut is telling me that teams had a real problem with the fact that he doesn't like Twix. Spike Kuiper Jr.
Now, what'd you do to Shador?
I didn't do anything to Shador.
No, I'm making fun of your candy thing.
Oh, the candy thing.
Still doing that?
Too late in the show for the candy jokes. Yeah.
What's next?
Jack, can you dump that Carrie Underwood comment? Caller Clay after the call, not understanding how live radio works.
I'd leave my wife and kids for her.
Hey, leave a wife and kids on Christmas Day.
On Christmas.
Yeah. We're like, what?
That's a little extreme.
Yes.
What's next?
Oh, wow. Exactly what I wanted. Limp Bizkit tickets. Great. Val opening her birthday present from Spike.
It's a gift for Spike.
Yeah. I asked her, I was like, hey, Metallica's playing with Limp Bizkit. Want to go? She was like, huh.
Is that heavy metal?
Metallica? Yeah. What's next?
BG Live at a community theater? How creative, Spike. The WFAN Morning Show.
Wasn't my idea,
I was
going
to say, was that your idea?
No, it was not my idea. It did ask my opinion, but it wasn't my idea. What's next?
It's just about expectations. People don't hate the team. Don't be ridiculous. Spike, a mere 5 minutes after he tried to run both Kyle Schwarber and Bryce Harper out of town.
Text line. I'm not even going to address that. Let's get to leading off.